Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Drew. I need to advise you. How can I assist you today?
You all just called me and I'm returning your call.
And how can I, did we say why we were calling?
Yeah, you said that I had requested an earlier delivery date, but I did not.
Okay, and what's that zip code?
41017.
And what day is your delivery supposed to be on?
April the 6th and April the 7th.
All right, give me just a second while I pull that up. And what's the name on the order?
Ogden, O-G-D-E-N.
Okay, so I see both of them. So let me just take a look and see why that would have been. And can you just verify that address for me?
Well, it originally was the 28th, and when our refrigerator was delivered, it was damaged. So when we went in and got another refrigerator, I talked to the guy, and we changed the delivery dates because of the refrigerator and the dishwasher, so they're going to be closer together. So I'd rather have it the way we have it. It's April 6th and 7th. And it's 113 Summit.
All right. So, yeah, according to the notes, you spoke with somebody named Ashley, and they said that they had received an email asking for a sooner date.
No. I know. I got that email, too, and I tried to call, but I got disconnected, so I never called back. Actually, I just called you all about the 10%. Whatever you call it, credit gift card that we're supposed to get in the mail and or in the email, and I haven't gotten it yet. It's been over 10 days.
All right. So what I can do is, do you want me to go back?
Leave the delivery date.
Okay. So you want them back on the 6th and the 7th?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're both scheduled for, I've got one for a dishwasher that is scheduled for the 28th, and then one for both of them for the dishwasher, say the 28th. Now, so what I will do is I will go ahead and reschedule both of them. I want to go to reschedule.
It's supposed to be.
And that's why.
April the 6th is the dishwasher between 7 and 1. April the 7th is the refrigerator between noon and 5.
All right, so I'm going to reach out to the service provider and have them reschedule that because you do want it rescheduled back for the 6th and the 7th. I don't know why it was updated to the 28th without your confirmation.
Yeah, I never talked to a girl named Ashley.
Did you talk to anybody from Really Trucking?
No, I talked to the store, and that's the only one. So we just got our new refrigerator the other day. We ordered it, found it in the... And he updated everything, and he said, okay, the dishwasher will be on the 6th from 7 to 1. Refrigerator's on the 7th between noon and 5 o'clock.
This is Kentucky, so give me just one second.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you'll give me just a second, I'm going to reach out to...
Ask him about the 10% gift card, too. I haven't gotten it yet. It should be about $380.
Yes, ma'am. I will definitely be adding that into the escalated. I'm going to escalate this email over to both the service provider and our regional office.
Okay, please don't hang up on me because the guy I just talked to about 10 minutes ago just never called back. We got disconnected. I don't know why he hung up or whatever happened. But
that's not the first time that's happened.
Yeah, we've talked to you guys a few times. They're calling a lot.
No, ma'am, I don't plan to hang up. If you want to just hang on the line while I can get this escalation sure. email over.
Okay. Thank you.
OGDEN.
Yes.
Called to advise that she would like to reschedule. You didn't spell that right.
What?
I misspelled rescheduled.
Oh. Yeah, thank you.
Dishwasher and refrigerator installation. She is currently scheduled for 03/28/2022.
Come on, 7A to 1P.
Originally scheduled for 04/06/2022 for the and 04/07/2022 for the refrigerator installation. She would like to be rescheduled for those dates. However,
well, okay. Well, that looked good. They said that was out.
A 10%. And was it a gift card you were supposed to receive via email?
Yeah, 10% back on the total is about $3,800, I think. So it was normally $350, but then we had to buy another refrigerator because the first one was damaged, so it was $300 more. So that would make it $380.
Right. All right. Has not received it yet. Please reach out to the customer regarding it. All right, so I've got this composed and I'm sending it over to both our regional office and our service provider to see if the service provider will be able to accommodate the reschedule for those days. And then our regional office should be getting back in contact with you hopefully tomorrow morning about the gift card.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it. What was your name?
Drew.
Drew, okay. Yeah, the manager of the store is the one that set up the delivery, so I don't know what happened. I didn't email anybody. I just got that email saying that I had, you know, somebody had said it was changed, so I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah, and see, honestly, I'm not quite sure how they managed to get that because
Yeah.
There were some.
Because you know what?
There are certain protocols that we have to follow, and we aren't supposed to oversee our service provider's capacity, and they were already booked solid for that day. So that's why I'm reaching out to see if they'll be able to accommodate the 6th and 7th.
Yeah, because March the 28th was the original date. That wasn't a move-up date. That was the original date. And I asked it to make it later. So the whole thing's wrong.
Right. And I can see on here that it was, actually, I can just do it this way. Control C. And give me just 1 second. Control V. So yeah, like I said, so hopefully I'll know something back by Monday or Tuesday by Monday at the latest from the service provider about rescheduling you for the 6th and 7th. And then I did reach out and let our regional office know that they need to contact you regarding that gift card as well.
Okay, thanks, Drew. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Is there anything else, Ms. Ogan, I can help you with?
That's it. Thanks.
All right. If there's nothing further, thank you for calling XPO. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.